Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Jay, did you see this Nico Harrison press conference and kind of the parameters that came with it?
No, I didn't, but what were the parameters?
There's no video, and only select members of the media were invited to it. So it wasn't open to the people that cover the Dallas Mavericks. It wasn't open to the people who cover the NBA to be credentialed. I guess there was a selection process that determined who was allowed to be a part of this.
So it was basically like essentially a Mavs.com production. If you can't ask real quick. I mean, I imagine they didn't invite anyone who were going to ask things like, I don't know, you know, running down a series of trades that Nico's made that have been questionable outside of Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, of course, you know, I thank him every day for Luka. You know, I think he's a great GM and deserves an extension.
Stop.
But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, that's not really a media event. That's really just a Mavs presentation.
That was the first time he's talked too publicly.
Well, he talked
for like him two and Jason three Kidd questions, talked. Like two or three questions.
Him and who?
Jason Kidd, like the day after.
Oh, where, that's right. Yeah. Poor Jason Kidd. Perfect. It's where Jason Kidd was sitting at the podium like.
like Lil Terrio.
Yeah. And the beauty of this whole deal is that the longer it goes on, the more people get thrown under the bus. Like, what I saw the other day? Well, Jason Kidd, when told of the trade, didn't exactly throw himself in the way to stop it. I'm like, y'all just going to blame everybody for this, huh? It went from only Nico and Rob knew to like when everyone heard about it, no one tried to stop it. They were going to trade that man no matter what.
The shot at Dirk was something along the lines of, you know, fans might not like it, Dirk might not like it, but my job is to the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow.
And it's like, all right, like, that's a bold strategy, but all right, Nico.
Yeah,
like,
let's antagonize the fan base by going after the one player that they love more than Luka.
Right.
Let's say Dirk may not like it. Dirk was living his best life at that Laker game. No, I mean, he got Taylor Rook.
Oh, well, that's... No. So be careful, Dirk.
Jalen still owes her like 7 NBA championships. I'm gonna set it for her and say, I'm gonna win like 9 of them things in 4 years.
I agree with you. There is a lot of projecting into what you think a press conference is. I agree with Jesse. It's part of the job. You stand up there, you take the questions, you do what you have to do. But on the outside, like I'm not a GM or a reporter. Like you just want them there to throw darts at them. Like nobody's really gonna.
Well, I think there's a lot of intelligent questions that you could ask. Like you can ask, are you confident you got the best deal for Luka Doncic? Did you consider anyone else? Did you have conversations with any other GM? Was it another star in the league that you were looking at? Did you ever weigh the decision of draft picks versus a star? I feel like there's a million questions you could have asked him. Now, Nico might have been in his feelings like, oh, they're not going to ask him. Mm-hmm. That's having no idea we were going to discuss this 6 seconds ago, 6 minutes ago, thinking, yeah, I would have asked all these, or I would have hoped we could have collectively, the group in there, asked all these questions, Jay.
Yeah, and the thing is, trying to control it like that doesn't change anything. You know, because my job as a journalist, as somebody told me many years ago, don't write what I tell you, write what I see. And what you see right now was the team trying to control it. You've thrown Luka under the bus with unnamed sources repeatedly since February. I mean, and there are very fair questions that you can ask Nico without, quote unquote, attacking him. Like, one of the things that came up more than once was, you couldn't ask for Austin Reeves in the deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you're giving up a generational talent. You couldn't get, why didn't you get more? You know, do you have a regret? You know, why did you trade Quentin Grimes right after that? I mean, there's a ton of like fair questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm conditioned to believe that most of the time they're going to get up there and lie to you. So it's not like, you know, he's not going to come up there and say, you know what, I made a terrible mistake. You know, I should have known. He's not going to say that. But to try to make it, to try to control, you can't control the story anymore than you already have. I mean, because I know when the trade happened, I said, okay, we're going to hear that Luka's fat in 3, 2, then boom, he's out of shape. He's this, he's this, he's this, he's this. So you've already put your spin out there. Mm-hmm. And to me, part of the job is answering the legitimate questions that the media has about this situation, because there's a reason why there's so much interest in it, because we've never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never seen a player. I mean, especially in this generation where he was about to be on his second max deal, which means he's still young. You don't see those guys get traded. Mm-hmm. And as good as Anthony Davis is, you know, as much as I liked Max Christie as a young prospect, the case is fair to make that you could have gotten way more for 25-year-old Luka Doncic. I mean, and pretending that, you know, that if I don't answer the questions, people aren't going to, it's not going to go away. I mean, not that I don't know if it would have mattered this year with their injuries they have with other guys, but you're playing Sacramento as the 10th seed tomorrow. Luka's the 3 seed waiting at home till Saturday. Mm-hmm. All right. One franchise is floundering, in part due to injuries. The other franchise is feeling like they've got their future for the next decade, and they got a chance to win this year. So, I mean, the criticism to me, you know, remove my obvious bias out of it, the criticisms are completely fair. They're completely fair. The questions are fair. If how you want to handle it is on to you, but along the same lines, if you want to conduct a so-called press conference like that, we have the right to critique you for basically saying you guys are being cowards. You guys are running scared. You know, the same way people locally jumped on Monty McNair for not saying anything publicly for a couple of weeks. I mean, those are all fair. You know, it's all fair game at this point.
You guys are 100% correct. And most importantly, there's two things that's taken. One, it's your job. Like, that's that's the job. Whether it's fair or not, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do.
Players have to face this criticism every night.
So you guys are 100% correct in that aspect. The other thing is, you said something in there, Jason. Yeah, the Mavs are playing the Kings. You know your season's not over. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing an exit press conference and the season is still going on?
That's why I was like, wrapping up the season already? Like, I'm not dealing with this after we lose tomorrow. I mean, what's the message you're sending?
Yeah, that's
and you had all, you've had you could have done this before Luka returned to town. You could have done this, I don't know, in February, April. You know, what do you I don't understand it, but you know
it is weird that they did it yesterday. That is, or today, or whatever it was. Yeah,
it's weird. Like, you know, hey, let's summarize the season right now. Well, what if you guys win two in a row? Well, okay, well, guess, you know.
I guess we'll see in a couple weeks. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, who wants to talk about the Luka trade before we play Sacramento? You know?
Nico's like, I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know.
He's like, hey, you know. But the thing, here's the thing, too, by why I don't understand about doing it now. For 2 months, you've left basically Jason Kidd and the players to answer for this. Mm-hmm. It's not Jason Kidd's job to answer for this. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Mark Cuban eventually. It's not Mark Cuban's job to discuss this. Mm-hmm. It's his job. Mm-hmm. It's part of his job, you know, and it's an uncomfortable thing because no one wants to be the guy to go up there. I mean, the man has been getting ridiculed for 2 months now. I can imagine you don't really want to go up there and get ridiculed some more, but there's a reason why people are upset.
Yeah.
You know, are some folks over the top? Yeah. Do they need to yell fire Nico at every game? No, but then the team mm-hmm. made it worse, snatching signs from people and mm-hmm. things of that sort. I mean, I just don't think – I wonder sometime who's advising these teams on their PR. Like, did you really think that taking signs from fans after the trade was going to make it better? Hmm. Did you really think, you know, did you think that all that was going to work? Like, what did you think that would get you in the long run? I have no idea. So I just think, yeah, it's weird timing. Like, why today? Why would you take the focus off of the game? You know, I think Sacramento will win tomorrow, but what if they don't? You know, I don't understand why of all the days. I couldn't figure out why on social media I was seeing all these Nico quotes. I'm like, is this like an old story? Like, why is this popping up today?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he figured it was Jackie Robinson Day. He wanted to stand out. You know, solid.
All right,
another bad decision by him.
Wow. Yeah. Well, my team made a bad decision along them lines too. But hey, what do I know?
Yeah. Well, what'd your team do?
They went to the White House.
Yeah.
After they only tried to pretend like Jackie Robinson wasn't in the military. Mm. So what did we do? Hey guys, Dustin May was geeked.
Did they break the World Series trophy?
No, that was the guy from Ohio who made sure. Ohio. I heard a good joke. Casey's not going to like this one. Someone said, I haven't seen someone fumble a trophy like that since Kyle Shanahan.
That's just uncalled for, inaccurate, downright disrespectful.
31-10 would say otherwise.
Was he the head coach?
Kyle Shanahan in that Super Bowl, yeah.
31-10?
Or was it 21-10? Which one was it?
28-3, I think.
28-3 wasn't even the head coach.
No, the first Chiefs Super Bowl they lost.
Oh.
They're up 10.
That was different.
They're up 10.
Okay. Jason, that just felt mean.
A 10-point lead. Tom Brady lost a 10-point. Pete Carroll lost a 10-point. Your coach, he lost a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. It happens.
Yeah, but, you know, your boy Kyle, I don't know. Hey, that's okay. Maybe we can get Bonte on. We can make fun of the Warriors, you know.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Not going to make fun of the Warriors.
We already reversed the curse.
We just got to keep it moving.
That's okay. Remember, I live in the Bay. I've been on their head about my man Harrison Barnes for a week. They hate me.
Oh, man.
I said, isn't it just beautiful the guy who did it was Harrison?
What would you do?
Harrison hit a game winner, though. Harrison hit a buzzer beater.
Well, not always, Jason. Not always.
Hey, well, he did. He made that one during the COVID year, post COVID year, that one where De'Aaron, you know,
in Cleveland or not in Cleveland against I think it was Cleveland, against Cleveland.
Yeah, like I said, just for my own trolling purposes, I loved what he did in Golden State. I was like, look at that, the guy that they ran out of town. Look at him.
Third game in the season against the Suns a couple years ago, he hit one. You know, all the ones that don't all matter.
My question for y'all: what did you enjoy more, Harrison doing that? Or them running that screen for Buddy?
Oh, easily.
Give me the Buddy screen 10 times out of 10. Give me the Buddy screen.
Buddy's a great set shooter. I don't know if I want to run a play where he's running and going and drifting away from the basket.
Yikes.
But I know KC enjoyed that wasn't even the best part. His part was Draymond.
That was pretty funny.
Right. Let me stop because Warrior fans already are mad at me. All my homies who are Warrior fans can't stand me.
It is what it is.
Because here's the thing. About 4 days ago, they were telling me we want the smoke. Yeah, Lakers-Warriors, first round, we want the smoke. Same fans were telling me, you know what, though? It would be better to play Houston. I said, okay, so that's one way to spin losing your last three home games. That's one way to spin blowing a double-digit lead to a team that's not playing its two best players.
Like, oh, no, yeah, that's not so bad. That's not so bad.
We really want to play an extra game with our best player with an injured thumb. We really wanted to do that.
People better be careful calling out Ime and his goons. I think they're going to be a tough out.
I agree. I said, y'all think y'all really want that? Oh, we ain't worried. I said, Ime got some. He got some dogs on that team.
So you're buying Houston?
I think the Warrior matchup would be a good matchup for Houston.
Okay.
I just think that their physicality would give them problems. Would I be shocked that the Warriors were able to, assuming the Warriors went, could they beat them? I wouldn't be completely shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they could give them some problems. Obviously, the offensive thing would be a problem. You know, they have those long stretches where they kind of go, you know, ice cold at times on offense. But I think they're, you know, they've got enough between, you know, having, you know, Dylan Brooks, who when he's not playing LeBron is actually, you know, can be a normal player. When he plays LeBron, he thinks he's supposed to shoot, you know, 15 times. You know, but I think, you know, you got a guy like Van Vliet on the team. I think they've got a couple of veterans who, if they can keep themselves grand, you know, Steven Adams, you know, lurking in the background to talk crazy to people, I think they could give them a problem because they're physical. And the Warriors still aren't a very big team. You know, just tell Sengun to watch out for Draymond's elbows in the paint.
Yeah, do that.
And all Steven right. Adams owes Draymond one for, you know, them kicks back in the day.
Owes him a receipt.
Ime is a gangster. Ime may put Steven Adams in the game just to clock Draymond to see what happens. Go get him, mate.
You think Ja is a Grizzly next year, either of you?
He's trying not to be with some of this stuff. I just think he's not, just because they've already come out and said they're not going to trade him, which means they're probably going to trade him.
Yeah.
That's the way things go there. You know, I mean, if you were Memphis, I mean, even with the stuff recently, is it the level of it was before? No. But it's kind of just the flagrant middle finger to your boss all the time. That just, you know, you question his decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And then the explanation, that's not a grenade. I'm throwing words in the air and covering my ears to, like, come on, man. And then I got some media folks back in Memphis. They told me it's not a gun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
A bow and arrow. I'm like, you don't hold a bow and arrow like that.
Okay. All right, Josh.
Is the arrow like a missile? Like, no one does. Like, come on, man. And then the other thing was, Buddy did it. I said, well, first off, Buddy ain't on Instagram with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Buddy has not been suspended for his behavior.
I said, you know, sometimes I think people get wrapped up in this. It's got to be fair. Life isn't fair. If I've gotten caught jaywalking 3 times and I've gotten 3 tickets, my penalty is going to be different than someone who hasn't gotten caught jaywalking. Yeah. And it's like, why are y'all acting like he's being treated so unfair? I'm like, you know what David Stern would have the job? He might have suspended Ja for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
David Stern was, Adam is nice. Mm. David Stern would have been like, you do that one more time, I got you. And if he would have threw that the whole little throw the grenade in the air, David would have hit him like $100,000 fine, tried to put him in counseling, all type of stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. I almost think he might benefit from a change of scenery. But the thing is, the way this whole salary thing is, part of me says we might. I'm like, where could he go? Like, who would take him?
Hmm.
I could see him in Sacramento.
Josh said YSL stands for Young Soldiers of the Lord. Young Soldiers of the Lord. YSL.
Well, Easter is coming up. You know, he's got to get his mind right for Sunday.
It's almost like he went too long without something dumb happening.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, it's
can't help himself, huh?
It's been too long.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm like, y'all got to realize how dumb the cover up sounds. What was the other one? Milrow? I wish a naysayer would or something. Like,
yeah.
And you got Pat McAfee of all people saying, I was like, oh my God, they're about to fire Pat McAfee.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I was like, oh my God, no, he's not. And naysayer, I was like, woo. Or was that, I forgot which guy it was. It was somebody who had no
Reese Davis. Reese Davis said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, McAfee was like, he was about to be like, oh my God, I won't say that on the air. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the cover up is just worse than telling the truth.
Yeah.
Young Servants of the Lord. Or what was the Young Thug one?
Yeah, that was it. That's what I remember from YSL. Soldiers of the Lord.
Yeah. Truly humbled under God or
that's
something.
The thug, yeah.
Truly humbled under God. I was like, ain't nothing about your music godly. What are you talking about? I'm like, I just the cover up is sometimes 20 times worse than what you actually mean. And I think with Ja's the kid who's just like, you know what, I'm gonna keep on poking it to make you do something to me. I'm gonna make you do something. Then his dad got tossed out of the game for talking crazy to the refs. I'm just like, man, I could easily see them saying, you want to spend the next 2 years in New Orleans? Like, hey, you know, I could see a press conference in July where, you know, whoever the Kings coach is, Doug or someone is standing there with Ja Morant taking a photo.
Hey, to be honest with you, I'd take Ja here in Sacramento.
I would too.
I mean, as a player, you take him out of – yeah, you take him.
And hope that the change of scenery thing helps.
I think maybe he just needs to – you know, sometimes it,
well, nothing screams rehabilitation like Sacramento.
The post-game picture on Instagram with Ja and Vivek would be epic.
Oh.
Yeah. Ja's like this. And then Vivek does the same thing. Vivek would be down, though. Ja. Vivek rolled with DeMar.
Ja would be out there in a Mozzie shirt.
They'd be like, keep him out of Oak Park.
Yeah, he'd be out there just trying to see what he can instigate.
But hey, you know. I'd be at way more Kings games for that one. Be like, oh, that'd be cool. Mozzie at more Kings games.
Well,
that'd be. I'd be, you know, Mozzie, Ja.
Who told it? Was it Coach Marion? Who said they was gonna get Mozzie out? At Sac State, yeah. It was Coach Marion. I was like, boy, if you do that, if you do that, Coach, you've hit a different stratosphere here in this city. Salute.
There's going to be some alums who have no idea who that is or why he's there.
And then there's going to be a lot of people that know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see the two Americas on full display.
Might be time for me to leave now.
What is that smell? Reminds me of my youth.
Orlando and Atlanta tonight. Any thoughts on those two teams? Orlando feels like a massive disappointment, don't they?
I think them have not having Paolo for that big chunk of games. I think if they have him for the whole season, they're not seventh. I feel like they should still they should win it. But they also had the same problem they had last year. They had the struggling offense at times. And I think Paolo helps that. I like Franz Wagner as a player. But yeah, it doesn't feel like they should be seventh, but they still won that terrible division. But
do we still think they have a super bright future, or are we kind of like maybe they need to retool, spice it up a little bit?
I'm not off of them yet. I mean, but Paolo's in what, year two? Year three?
Year three.
Nah, Paolo's him. Like, there's no doubt about that.
I think they've probably missed or need to retool or figure out. Is Suggs out?
Suggs has been out, and I think that, like, you makes you ask the question, like, is he that valuable? Because he's the one that was out when both Paolo and Wagner got back. And when Paolo was out, remember, they were able to keep their head above water for a little while. Like, they were still playing well. But they have not recovered from Suggs being out. And it's like, damn, is he valuable to what they do?
That's a big loss for them. I mean, so I wouldn't punt on them just yet. I think if you know, I don't know what Suggs is going to be, but I think if you got Paolo, you got Suggs, you know, you got Wagner, you got some pieces. I think that the one thing they were looking for in the offseason was what, a 3-and-D guy and a guy who could score on a perimeter?
Yeah.
You know, which is why they were, you know, trying to get KCP. Where did KCP end up?
Orlando.
So I think they still probably need some help with that. Yeah, because I wouldn't punt on them just yet. I mean, I think Paolo's going to be really, really good. And I think, you know, with him and Wagner together, you got a chance. But I think the injuries this year hurt them. But even still, they still finished seventh.
Yeah.
And that division, the division they're in is going to be so terrible for probably the next couple of years.
Well, yeah.
They're going to win 30 something games because they play in that division. I mean, they got what? Charlotte, Washington, you know, Trey Young might get traded. Who
Miami
knows?
In there too. Yeah, Miami in there.
Well, and that's the other component to tonight's game is like, are we nearing the end of the Trey Young era in
I don't think Trae Young should be.
Sacramento. That's going to be the thing all summer. Who's going to get traded? Trae Young in Sacramento, DeMar and Zach go to Atlanta. And
then it's going to be Contavious Caldwell-Pope. That's who's going to wind up in Sacramento. Maybe we'll finally get Cam Johnson.
Mikal Bridges. Are you,
no, we'll dude. Get the other we'll Bridges. Miles.
Oh boy.
They'll get our guy James Hams. Boy, they'll get Plumlee finally.
That'll answer everything.
Well, what the hell was he doing the other day?
Did you see the video when Trae Lyles was laughing?
No.
Plumlee took a three. I tweeted it out. Plumlee takes the three, and Trae Lyles is on the bench like.
I said, Budenholzer probably said, please fire me. I can't. Talk about a dumpster fire right now. Phoenix is back to being the old Phoenix. Remember when it used to be Sacramento and Phoenix were in a competition to prove it would be the most dysfunctional?
Man.
Phoenix said, hold up. Three coaches. I mean, they're paying. I mean, the biggest winner might be Monty Williams. How much money is he getting paid not to coach
now?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, he's still getting. And Coach Bud is going to be up there, too.
That Detroit contract was like the highest, highest annual average when he signed it. Man, my man went out there, lost like 25, 27 games in a row, got let go. All that. I mean, talk about, Monty's winning.
He absolutely is. Absolutely. Who do you think's going to win tonight in both of the games? The Magic, Hawks, and Grizzlies, Warriors.
I think the Magic win. I just think they're a better team. And this one, I lean toward the Warriors, but hey, if Steph gets hit on that hand, and remember they've never won a play-in game.
That's crazy. Someone said
they've never won one. They've been in three of them or whatever.
Lakers, Kings, and who?
Grizzlies.
That's right. That's right.
That was like the Ja Morant coming out party. And he came out there and just bawled in
San
Francisco.
I know what you're doing, man. Stop.
What am I doing?
For two days. You know the Warriors have never won a play-in game.
No, what he's saying is the Kings are going to beat Dallas tomorrow, which is going to be a task. The Warriors are going to lose to the Grizzlies, and for the third year in a row, it's going to be the Kings and the Warriors in some sort of play-in game.
I don't want anything to do with this, Jason.
Some sort of postseason
game. I just don't. And it's going down that road. And then Jason brings it up. That's what we're going to be talking about for 2 days. The Warriors still have never won a play-in game in their history.
Someone said they got to call it the Steph Curry Invitational. I said, that's just wrong.
No, don't. No, yeah, you disrespect.
I can't do stuff like that. I mean, I can't do him like
disrespecting
that.
Disrespecting 30 that way.
Isn't Valanciunas like the leader like in playing?
Straight year. He's played in every year.
he's like a record setter plate. I mean, and then these stats don't count for anything.
I can't wait. Like, Valanciunas played in the most play-in games in NBA history.
It'd be a trivia answer in 5 years.
Like 12 of them.
Who leads the NBA all-time in play-in points, rebounds, and blocks?
Hey, are you safe? You safe over there?
Oh, we cool, man. They just okay. We ain't got that many cops in Vallejo. They probably just gone to Starbucks or something. We good, man.
All right, man.
Jason out in the Crest.
No, I ain't in the Crest, man. I used to be out by the Crest. I ain't in the Crest no more.
Oh, that's
great.
And half your listeners are going, the what? Like, the Crest? they're about to hit Google right now.
What's the next piece you're working on?
I got a couple of things I'm working on. I got this piece on Dwayne Wade. It's supposed to come out at some point.
Wine?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Wine, food, all type of stuff,
Three by Wade is good.
I heard it's good. I haven't had it yet, but it's solid. I heard it's good. And some people I know are working with him on that. So that's good.
I got my girl some for Valentine's Day a couple of years ago, but she's such a big Dwayne Wade fan. She says she's not going to drink until there's an important occasion. I guess being around me ain't important. Open the bottle of wine. she's like, whatever, oh, not man. For
Maybe
you.
Maybe if Chris Webber comes back for another tour, we can open it then.
If she could have brought, she would have offered Chris a glass and knocked me out the way. Move! Chris wants a glass of wine.
Move.
Yeah, happens. Are you at all, I can't believe I didn't ask you this already as we wrap it up. Are you at all excited for WrestleMania this weekend?
Man. I mean, this is some of the most random, disjointed stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do we have this whole Bailey Roxanne thing go on and then to get this random tag team match? I mean, there's some things. I'm like, I love Rey Mysterio. Why are we watching him wrestle a white man in a mask? I don't understand the point of that. I mean, there's just some stuff. I'm like, and there's people who I felt like should be no-brainers for the card who aren't on the card. Mm-hmm. Like, the Street Profits are big time every year at Mania. They're fighting on Friday. I thought Nia Jax had a great year to now not be on the card at all. Mm. And it just doesn't fit. Usually it feels like all the stories for 12 months lead to Mania.
Yeah.
It's like this year, it's almost like they said, let's see what we can figure out. You know, we'll throw some stuff together, like the randomness of the Intercontinental title match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, only thing we're waiting on is for Dom to turn on Finn.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, it just doesn't feel, you know, the bloodline, you know, I guess the bloodline is over, but it's like, shout out to Jacob Fatu, but it's like, Solo was like the tribal chief for like 8 months or almost a year. He was like the tribal chief, and now he's just like,
they blew that off on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's like, now it's like, hey, I'm Solo. I'm like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me in a lot of cases. So I'm hoping for a bunch of random surprises that will make it worth the 8-9 hours of my life I'm going to give over to the company.
Yeah. All right, Jay. We appreciate you as always, my man. We'll link up with you next week.
Happy playing week, y'all. See y'all next week.
Relax. That feels like goodbye. A shot. That feels
goodbye.
Like a
shot. What? I'm wishing y'all luck.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
All right, y'all.
All right, man.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.